All right, welcome to Start Writing Quick Vocabulary and Poetry. Here are the words.
Word number one is mnemonic. It's an adjective meaning assisting or intending to assist memory, of or relating to a technique of improving memory, of or relating to memory.
Okay, examples of mnemonic. James taught his students the mnemonic sentence, King Philip came over for good spaghetti, to help them remember the levels of biological classification. Kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, species. That is mnemonic. Assisting or intended to assist memory, also of or relating to a technique of improving the memory, of or relating to memory.
And in Greek, the word mnemon, M-N-E-M-O-N, I suppose is mnemon. It almost looks like demon. Mnemon means, it means memory or remembrance. The next word is embargo. Embargo is a noun meaning an order of a government prohibiting the departure of commercial ships from its ports. It also means a legal prohibition, a stoppage or impediment, or an order by a common carrier or public regulatory agency prohibiting or restricting freight.
Now that seems very technical. I guess the first one was very technical,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I should have skipped that.
Where is it? Okay, examples of embargo. The embargo has forced freight companies to find new routes. Indian food suppliers, for example, used to make a stop in the UAE and Saudi Arabia. Now they fly their products on cargo planes direct to Qatar. That is embargo, a legal prohibition on commerce. Stoppage, impediment, especially prohibition. It's a noun.
So this comes from the 1590s. It's a Spanish word. Embargo means a seizure, an arrest. So, and I imagine that's still in contemporary Spanish. But. Okay, the next word is carp. It's a verb. Carp means to find fault or complain querulously.
All right, examples of carp. The play begins in 1619, 3 years after his death, when a few of his former colleagues are carping about the pirated versions of his plays now cluttering London stages and bookstalls. That is carp, it's a verb, to find fault or complain querulously.
Man, I'm not liking these as much today. It comes from Old Norse, carpa means to brag. And it eventually turned toward someone who finds fault and complains. So it just shifted.
Yeah, it just shifted means a little bit.
The next word is logomachy. Wait, logomachy. You got to get the accent on that second syllable. You say it.
Logomachy.
No, logomachy.
It's a logomachy.
Well, this is saying the second syllable. Logomachy. Logomachy.
That's what I'm saying.
You said logomachy.
Just read the definition.
This is great. You want to know why? Because logomachy means a dispute over or about words.
We didn't even plan that. It just happened.
Or a controversy marked by verbiage. That's so great.
That's funny. Examples of logomachy. All politics is local, and that goes double for school politics. But just what does local mean? Georgians are going to have an argument about that word between now and November referendum on the proposed Opportunity School District. A great logomachy over localism, if you like. And that is logomachy. A dispute over or about words. A controversy marked by verbiage.
So, and logo is the Greek word for words. Machy is war. Machy, maybe. Makos. Anyway, a war of words. The next word is spavined. Spavined means affected
with... I think it's spavined.
Spavined. I like that. Okay. No logomachy on this one. Spavined means affected with swelling, old, and decrepit.
Examples of spavined. The team is sadly spavined, and the new coaching staff will have to look to rebuild over the next couple of seasons. That's spavined. Affected with swelling. Old and decrepit. Over the hill. It's an adjective.
And this comes from a middle French word that they would use when a horse is in need of retirement, basically. So if you're calling a person that, you're making a reference to them being an overaged horse.
That's funny. All right. And here is the poetry. This week's poem is Oscar Wilde, Magdalene Walks. The little white clouds are racing over the sky, and the fields are strewn with the gold of the flowers of March. The daffodil breaks underfoot, and the tasseled larch sways and swings as the thrush goes hurrying by. A delicate odor is borne on the wings of the morning breeze, the odor of deep wet grass and of brown new-furrowed earth. The birds are singing for joy of the spring's glad birth. Hopping from branch to branch on the rocking trees, and all the woods are alive with the murmur and sound of spring. And the rosebud breaks into pink on the climbing briar, and the crocus bed is a quivering moon of fire, girdled round with the belt of an amethyst ring. And the plain to the pine tree is whispering some tale of love, till it rustles with laughter and tosses its mantle of green. And the gloom of the witch elm's hollow is lit with its Irish sheen of the burnished rainbow throat and the silver breast of a dove. See, the lark starts up from his bed in the meadow there, breaking the gossamer threads and the nets of dew, and flashing adown the river a flame of blue. The kingfisher flies like an arrow and wounds the air. Now, if you'll notice, we had gossamer in there, which was a word not too long ago from our vocab list. All right, thanks for listening. And as always, if you listen to Double Speed, it'd be less than 5 minutes.